Does the intro?
Do you get in for free today with this one?
I'm hoping.
Oh. Is that what you're
thinking? I hope so. Oh.
It might be a different color.
It's going to be. That's the problem.
It's going to be blue or black or
we try to keep the orange one yesterday. Didn't work. Oh. Try to. They always got some different one. Always. This AAU bullshit.
I know.
It's a racket, dude.
I'm not doing it.
Am I in the shot?
I can't do it.
Am I in the shot over here? I don't even know where I'm at. Are you good? I'm in the. See, we got a producer today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to another episode of Two Beers, Two Mics.
Longest intro ever.
Got your boy Nate over here, the technological expert.
Give me some. What's up?
And you got boy Miller right here. Let's open him up, big boy.
Oh my God. Hey.
What's up?
I love you.
I love you too. Oh, you are.
I miss you so much. Let's pour these down.
I already did.
Pull down Senta, like the commercial.
I did.
You remember that commercial?
No. What commercial?
It's a Bud Light commercial.
No, no. I just remember no fruit and beer.
That's all we drink now. These IPAs have fruit. It's pineapples and mangoes. Well, that Voodoo Ranger.
Yours does. Yours, hey, yours are tropical.
What's that one? That one says hazy IPA is usually something like that.
It's citrus. Dank.
It's dank?
That's what it says.
Huh. Shout out Sierra Nevada. I got a little head on mine.
Just says family.
What is it?
Just says family owned.
Doesn't say what flavor it is. Just says dank.
Yeah.
Well, it's delicious. 7%. What's that one?
7.5.
Oh, going heavier than me. You're a little heavier than me right now.
Yeah.
You look amazing, by the way.
I appreciate you.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
You're just not eating anymore? Stress and anxiety?
Pretty much. Pretty much. Yep.
Just say it's a fast. I'm just fasting.
I'm just fasting.
For the rest of my life.
I'm just doing my Lent now.
Your Lent? When does Lent start? Does anybody know?
It's like February.
Oh.
Ash Wednesday.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, it's Ash Wednesday. It's 40 days before he's risen.
Oh, so like Easter time.
When he dies and he comes back.
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah.
My wife would not believe me if I said that. Well, I died, then I came back. Just missing for 3 days.
I know, right?
She's bullshit.
Let's not do that, right? Uh-huh. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it right quick.
What are we getting into first?
Let's talk about the NBA since the playoffs started up right now.
Hell yeah.
Well, some awards happened, though, earlier in the general playoffs.
Are you happy with these awards?
Are you happy with these awards, Nathaniel?
I don't really care for the Defensive Player of the Year again.
Well, I didn't even know who was up for that besides him.
Bam Adebayo and Victor Wembanyama. Those are the three finalists. And Rudy Gobert.
I would have said Rudy then.
Really?
Out of those three.
He can't get it every year.
He only got four times, not every year.
That's a lot.
He's been in the league, what, 10 years? So that's not every year.
Stupid Frenchman.
Is he better than Dwight Howard?
I blood your shot.
Is he better than Dwight? Wee wee. Is he better than Dwight Howard?
Nobody's better than Dwight Howard.
Well,
he can still ball. He's over there killing guys.
Has four, and so does Dwight Howard.
Mm.
So if Dwight Howard's a Hall of Famer, does that make Rudy Gobert a Hall of Famer?
Probably going to be.
Right?
But Dwight Howard's not a Hall of Famer yet.
He should be.
Yeah.
He should be in top 75.
75. What do you think? You think he should be top 75? Oh, come on. We got to make a believer out of you.
What? Oh, my gosh.
He got that Diamondbacks hat on today. I thought he was from Cali.
Because he went to the game yesterday.
Oh.
Friday.
All right.
Yeah, you got it at the game Friday. That's a lot of head you're drinking there, but I can't do that just yet.
I'm so thirsty.
Yeah. Drink the beer out of there.
I tried.
You idiot.
I'll get some.
I'm not a quitter. I'll get some.
You're gonna push through as much as you can, huh? That's what he said.
Some white boys do that.
That's what he said.
Push right through.
Push right through.
Moving forward.
It hurts.
We'll get there.
So are you happy with the MVP voting?
Nope.
Yeah. I told you it's going to happen.
No. Well, I don't know.
I did.
Here's the thing.
I told you what's going to happen. And your boy got third, not second.
I know.
I told you. My boy got fifth.
At least he was in the conversation.
Right.
And he should have been top three.
Correct. He should have been above Giannis.
Jalen's so good.
He should have been top four. He should have been above Giannis.
Dude, speaking of Jalen, I was watching him on. Him and Josh Hart have this roommates podcast,
yes.
Right? Did you see the one where they talk about LeBron James dunking on Josh Hart?
No.
So they show LeBron like this year, like jumping through the lane and smashing on somebody. I don't know who it is. But there's this still frame shot of a poster. Josh Hart's face is right in front of LeBron's dick. Right in front of his dick. Tracy Morgan's on the podcast with him. And he's just clowning. He's like, dude, he violated you, bro. Are you violating him?
One of the two, right? Someone's getting pleasure and someone's not liking it.
I can't say the R word, but it was like that. It was like, wow. Oh, Jesus.
Wow. No. So you're not happy with the Joker being a three-time MVP?
If he's going to be it, I mean, might as well give it to him every year then.
Well, he has earned it for the last 4 years.
He should have got it over Embiid. He should have got it over Embiid.
Okay, so it's been a four in a row. Is he not the best player in the league right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Luka's pretty damn good, though, too.
He's not the best player.
I thought Luka would get it for real. And he got third?
Yeah.
Who got second?
SGA.
Oh, pfft.
And then Giannis, and then Jalen.
I can't believe Giannis got it.
I know. Not I think Jalen should have been over.
Not even Anthony Edwards, because it's like the last like 40 games. Would you say 40 games?
Yeah. But I think Jalen should have been number four over Giannis.
Mm. Okay. Well, there you have it. Yep. Joker's your 2024 MVP again. MVP.
He won't win it again, though. That'd be his last one.
No, come on. He's going to get four.
LeBron didn't get any more.
He's going to get four.
No.
Would you quit? Dude. You're Josh Hart and LeBron right now, dude.
I'm just saying. He didn't get any more, and he deserved it. Jordan didn't get any more, and he deserved more. Kobe only got one, so...
I can't believe that.
I know.
Isn't that wild?
That's very
only
wild.
Only one. But we know
he should have had the first
Steve
Kobe Nash
one. But we hold Kobe at the standard.
But he should have had the first Steve Nash one. We know that one.
That's an opinion.
It's a fact.
You know, because Shaq will say, I should have got it.
Oh, no, the second one.
Yeah, but Shaq should have said, I could have got both of them.
The first one Shaq should have got because he went to Miami and won that championship with Miami. And that was, he should have been.
He was a big help, but Dwayne Wade was the man there. Well, what? Don't say no.
Dwayne Wade wasn't the man without Shaq, though.
He was still pretty good.
He wasn't the man without Shaq.
But he was, well, it drew some attention away, but he was excellent in Miami.
Yeah.
Especially, what, 2004?
2006.
Shit, my bad.
I know.
I won some money on that one.
2004 was Pistons.
That's a weird anomaly when you think about it, right? They were good for 2 years. Yeah. That's about it.
The team was good for at least 7 years.
Tayshaun Prince, Ben Wallace.
They were always there. Tayshaun, Chauncey Billups, Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace.
Rip Hamilton.
Who else
was there? Lindsey Hunter? No.
No. Yeah, I think maybe.
Was he there?
Maybe.
Who am I missing?
Off the bench.
I don't remember. But 2004 Pistons were good.
But that team was great.
Mm-hmm.
The 2003, because they lost 2003 to Spurs. They came back and won 2004, and they lost 2005 to Lakers.
That's right. They went three times?
No. 2005, they lost to the Spurs. 2004, they beat the Lakers.
Right. I was like, well, they didn't go three times.
Yeah, they did.
Did they?
Well, they went back to back.
I got
to
look it up.
Because 2003, the Spurs beat who?
The Lakers.
Nets. Jason Kidd.
Yeah, they swept him, right?
Yeah.
Kenyon Martin,
Kerry Kidd. Well, Kerry Kidd or Richard Jefferson?
Both of them.
Oh, they both won their team?
Yeah.
Good. Keith Van Horn there still?
Yes. Because remember, 2001 was like supposed to be the really good team, and then they actually didn't get better until 2003.
Yeah, 2001 was in...
You just mentioned.
2001 was Philly.
No, I'm saying like Slam Magazine had a thing.
Oh, of them being...
Of them being like the 2001 champs. It was like 2000, right? Yeah. And like all those guys were on that team.
Right. Because the Nets went back to back.
Yeah.
Because they lost the Lakers 2002 and then the Spurs 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And then Detroit came up.
Yeah. So 2004. So I got something about 2004. I'm going to test your NBA knowledge right now.
Oh, boy.
You ready for this?
No.
This is going to be good.
No.
Come on, man. Just go with it.
I am.
I'm going to see. Hey.
Do I have a choice?
Nope.
Okay, then.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
See? Less head. Now you can drink.
Always want more head.
Okay.
Can you name?
Nope.
Just wait till I say it.
Okay.
You might get some of this. We're going to start with this one, and then I have another one.
Okay.
So, can you name all five of the first team All-NBA in 2004?
No.
Come on, dude. Take a stab at it. Don't say no. This segment doesn't work without you guessing.
04?
04.
LeBron.
Nope.
He wasn't on the 04?
Not the first team All-NBA.
Oh, first team All-NBA.
Don't act like you didn't know the question.
I did. Tim Duncan.
One. You got one.
Shaq.
Two. Holy shit, you're on fire.
2004, Kobe.
Three. Oh my God, you're 3 for 3.
Jason Kidd?
Yep. Oh my God. Do you see the screen?
I can't see the screen. 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Is this player in the East or the West?
He's in the West. I'll give you one hint. He's got a killer podcast right now. Come on, man.
2004.
Hell of a shit talker. That gave it away right there.
Hell of a shit talker, huh?
Come on, man. 2004.
I'm trying to think. Stop pushing me.
I gotta push.
In the West. I'm trying to think of the teams.
Come on. You could not. You don't have to put the team in the West, but they are in the West. How about that?
Huh? That makes no sense. Well, kind of does, I guess.
Yeah. We talk about this all the time, how we got to redirect all the teams.
Yeah.
We reorganize NFL teams all the time.
Yeah.
And the NBA.
Oh, KG.
Boom, you got all five.
Because he was the MVP that year.
But you had a little help. But that was good. Yeah, he was MVP. Really good.
Thank you.
Yes, he was MVP. Which brings me to the next thing. What are the awards of 2004? Who won them?
Okay, Garnett won MVP.
Right, hold on. Who won Rookie of the Year?
04. Is that okay? Is that like 03, 04 season?
Just, yeah.
Oh. So LeBron.
Okay. Defensive Player of the Year.
Dwight Howard.
Nope. 04.
East or West?
East. If I say the team, you'll get it right away.
Don't tell me. Mutombo.
Nope. No, he played for Atlanta back then, but no.
Yeah. Was it a guard or a center?
Forward.
Oh, forward.
Mm-hmm. Tough. Okay, well, how about this? Most improved.
Shit.
Tell
me a team, though, on defensive player of the year. Oh, that gave it away too easy.
I think so. I'm going to say it.
What division then? Tell me the division they're in.
Central? Back then, was it the Central?
Oh, now you don't know, though.
I got to remember what they were in 04.
Okay, tell me your team.
Indiana. Come on, man.
Ron Artest.
Yeah.
Well, Meta World Peace.
Shout out Meta World Peace.
I apologize.
I just watched that thing again. The Mouse in the Palace. Yeah. That documentary is so wild.
Crazy. Okay, so defense player.
So you got MVP, Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year.
Most improved? I don't know who most improved was.
Okay. Played for the Blazers, number 50.
Zach Randolph.
Boom. You're on fire, dude. Okay, this one you won't get. I bet you won't get. Played for Dallas, Sixth Man of the Year.
Not Terry.
If I tell you the college, you'll get it. The last one you won't get either, but I don't know if you'll get this one.
Tell me the college.
North Carolina. It's hard to think off the bench because you always know starters, yeah, right?
Right.
But hey, a very good player. A very, very good player.
Really?
Yeah. Played for a long time, too.
Not Jameson.
Yep.
Antoine Jameson?
Yep.
Oh.
Sixth Man of the Year.
Wow.
Who was Coach of the Year that year?
What team? Would that give it away? Oh, 04. It had to be the guy from the Nets.
Who was it?
I don't know his name. Oh. I don't know his name.
He's a legend. It's the last one he got.
He's a legend. So he's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. If he's not already in it.
It's not Larry Brown.
Nope. You're on the right track, though.
Not Rudy Tomjanovich.
Well, his last name is Brown. You're right there.
Brown?
Yeah. Come on, man. You got this. This is the last piece of the puzzle.
Not Dave.
This is like getting all the diamonds in your infinity gauntlet.
Not Dave Brown, Mike Brown.
Come on, man. He's an announcer now.
Hubie Brown.
Hubie. Did you just say Hubie?
Yeah, I did. Hubie Brown.
Hubie Brown.
He was coaching the year that year. Yep. I know he was coaching the Nets that year.
Me neither. But yeah, there you go.
Wow. That's
pretty wild.
Were you impressed by my knowledge or no?
Actually, I was. I was very well done. Very well done.
You know.
I wouldn't have actually thought that you would have got the first team All-NBA. I kind of figured you might get. I stumped you only with Randolph and Jameson, really.
Yeah.
Everything else you pretty much got. Because you knew MVP already, so I didn't even have to say that one.
The coach, you got me on coach too, though, because I didn't know he was huge.
I had to look at it. I was looking at it going, whoa. And then I was.
But you know what helped, though, was that we had a conversation before. So that's true. Was already thinking about the 04.
Oh, no, I knew the segue.
You know what I'm saying?
When you were talking about 04, I was like, I got this shit. Let's go.
Thinking about 04 because you said that. All right. NBA playoffs are going on. The Final Four is here. We got Boston and Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
Is that going the way you thought it would go? 3-0?
Yes.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah, because it should have been New York in there. Yeah, should have been,
but it would have been the same exact
result. Is your heart broken for the Knicks?
Oh,
a little bit?
Yes and no.
Yes, because the Yankees are doing so fucking well.
No.
It kind of blankets that.
No, because, yes, because.
Come on.
It's heartbroken because it's the Knicks. It's not heartbroken because we didn't have our 100%
no, you didn't.
Complete team.
You didn't have a complete team, and then also you guys were super hurt.
Oh, yeah.
In and out. Like, oh, yeah. Playing through illnesses and injuries and stuff just like that.
So I knew once Brunson broke his hand, if we won that game, it would have been a sweep in Boston anyway.
I don't know if it would have been a sweep.
Yeah, because Brunson wouldn't have been there.
They have really good drugs that you make you forget about your hand.
Brunson wouldn't have been there. He wouldn't have been playing. It's left hand. It's a shooting hand.
If I'm in the NBA, I'm taking all the drugs to play.
No.
I'm doing the LeBron thing. I'm just taking all the drugs, be a Superman.
Nice little stab there. I heard you about that. Nice little stab there. I'm just saying. I thought it would be in a better series with Indiana being there. Last night's game was a great game.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I don't know how Boston came back and won that game.
You getting ready to eat crow?
Yeah.
For me and your bro?
My bad, dude. My bad. I
Indiana was up by like what, eight with like a minute and a half left. Yeah. I'm like, it's over.
Yeah, and you said that. And then it was a three. Another Al Horford three. Al Horford.
There was an and one. There was an and one. And I'm like, what the heck? And then Drew Holiday stole it. I'm like,
hey, apparently Drew Holiday, that was his flu game. Apparently he was sick.
Oh, really?
Apparently. I don't know. I don't know anybody's getting sick right now, but apparently Drew Holiday was.
Wow. And then
he's definitely an upgrade over Marcus Smart, right? You think? Am I talking too loud? I don't want to clip.
I think he is for that team, yes. Because Marcus Smart was limited on the offensive end more than Drew Holiday is.
Drew can score at will, I think.
Correct. And is he younger?
Is he older? I think he's younger.
No, I think.
Are they the same age?
I think Holiday's older.
We should look it up.
But I think as a complete player, I think Holiday is a better player. So, yes, it's an upgrade.
Right.
And they're doing it without Porzingis. So, I would send him to the finals.
Okay.
Yeah. Why? You got one game out of the next four to win. You can win without him.
Dangerous though.
But you can win without him though.
Yeah, right? For sure. No.
I promise you. I thought he tore his Achilles.
Oh really?
The way it looked, I don't think it's a calf muscle. Well, calf touched his Achilles.
Well, I think it's you see that, you go, uh-oh. I think you know what's next.
I think it's Achilles. I think he tore his Achilles and trying to hold off as long as possible to make it heal.
That shit's tough, man.
But they're not gonna win against Dallas.
No.
Western Conference playoffs. Dallas and Minnesota. Did you see that going the way it's going?
No, I didn't think Minnesota was going to get there.
True.
I did not see that.
I thought Denver
when they
get there.
When they beat Phoenix, I was like, whatever. Yeah, Phoenix sucks anyway.
But when they beat Denver at home, three of their wins on that series were at Denver.
Yeah.
They won three road games. How would you think that? Like Denver would lose three home games.
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying? In a series, they would lose three home games.
Everybody was doing that though. Wasn't everybody winning on the road in the West?
Well, no, only in that series. Both teams won on the road because the first four games was Minnesota won in Denver first two, and then
You're right. Damn, dude. Yeah, you know. All right, cool.
You know, so I was surprised. And then going into this conference finals, I thought Minnesota, you know what? They got it.
Yeah.
But they're shutting down Ant can't score.
Well, yeah, they double team him. You can't do anything about it.
Well, great.
And then you got to have – they have a complete team.
Yeah, they do. But stupid no one else stepping Frenchman. Up.
I don't know why I'm even salty about Rudy Gobert winning again. Like, I'm like, it doesn't even matter.
Did Dallas win that series? Or does game three tell you something?
If Minnesota's
good on the road.
I know. If Minnesota can win this one today, then we have a whole new series. Right. In my mind, I think that's happening.
Right. If Minnesota loses, it's over.
I think a big factor is Mike Conley's got to step up.
I think it's Cat.
Don't do that.
Well,
I'm embarrassed for you.
That's what it looks like.
He's so weird, dude. He wants to be the best like shooting center or something like that. He said. He does shoot a weird three, and all of a sudden you go, how'd that get in there? Well, it's kind of like Jokic hitting threes, too. You go, what?
I don't know how Nazi Reed is hitting all these
shots.
Unsung
hero of that team is Nazi Reed.
Well, he's sixth man of the year.
He's going to be, for sure.
No one remember that in 10 years, though.
No. Nobody remembers sixth man year, except me.
You look it up.
I couldn't name the last three. I wouldn't even tell you.
If Dallas wins today, it's over, right?
I think so.
We're looking at a Dallas-Boston series.
Ooh. That'll be good.
I think so. You got Luke and Kyrie versus Tatum.
Dude, how good is Kyrie playing? Can we go back to Naz Reid? He's so good. You know he's averaging...
I don't know about so good, but
his defense is phenomenal.
He's playing good.
There's not a lot of defensive stats for the defense he puts out there. You know what I mean?
This is true.
So,
and he's a big guy, right?
When it comes to you, you always talk about the eyeball test.
Is he 7-footer or is he 6'10"?
He's... Just round it up, 7 foot.
Can't round it up.
Yeah.
Like 7'4"?
He's not only 7'4". I said round up.
Oh. No, he's playing.
He's playing lights out, man.
Yeah, he is. He's picking up what should have been doing.
So Kat is averaging 17 points a game.
He needs to average 20.
Well, Naz is 19.9 right now. So and then, dude, he's shooting 67% from three-point land.
Yeah.
What?
He's hitting it.
That's crazy.
He's hitting it.
A big boy can shoot.
So after this finals is all said and done.
Dude, he was killing the Suns. Nazir Reed. He was.
He's killing everybody.
But I'm saying Book was getting his ball ripped from him. I was like, damn, dude.
What do we know about Book?
Don't hate on Book.
I don't hate on Book.
He's going to be a New York Knicks.
I know. I got to change my tune soon.
You going to buy his shoes?
I want to. I really do.
Dude, a bunch of my son's teammates have them. They love them.
Yeah, I want to check them
out. A bunch of the dads do, too.
I want to check them out. But I want the all orange ones.
Yeah, well, they ain't coming out, though, I don't think, right?
Or they already came out.
Are they a PE?
I don't know.
You can buy them on StockX for like $10,000.
For sure.
Shout out to StockX.
For sure.
What a ripoff.
So, after, let's just say the finals is regardless, if it's Minnesota, if it's Dallas, and Boston.
Yeah.
Does one of those three teams have the face of the league currently on there, or is it Jokic who is the MVP?
I kind of think Luka will be the guy if he ends up winning the whole thing, or it goes to Tatum.
But Tatum's not having a good playoff series.
It ain't gonna go to Jaylen Brown.
You don't think so?
No. I don't know why. I just don't think that's going to be him. He's not as marketable like Luka and those other guys.
Ant has lost it regardless.
I wouldn't say he lost it, but if they end up making something out of it, he could be.
If they win, if Minnesota wins, will it be Ant?
If they have to win the whole thing. They have to get in there and get it all in there, right?
They have to win the whole thing.
Are you saying that, because some of these, I've seen all the talking heads say it, either one of these guys has it, like whoever wins and gets to the finals, that's the new face.
Right.
I'm like, don't you have to win the whole thing to kind of be the face? It's like Steph.
Don't you got to be the MVP at least?
Well, that too.
So none of them are the MVP, so it can't be the
face. But also, Jokic doesn't put himself in the spotlight.
But he doesn't have to, though.
But you know what I mean? But he's like, no, I'm going to go home. I guess I want to race my horses.
I guess it's a chariot race.
It's a
Tim Duncan effect, right? We all knew Tim Duncan for a couple of years was the best player in the league.
Easily. Over and over.
But he was never the face of the league.
No.
Because you had Jordan and Kobe and LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron, and Shaq. Yeah, all of them.
So, but those guys are more flashy.
But that's what sells, the flash.
But Duncan was probably the best player in the league.
I see way more Luka highlight stuff, like promoted more and more.
Oh, for sure.
And Anthony Edwards, and then way more than Jokic. Nobody sees Jokic going like this.
Right.
Well, you know, right. And just his big old elbows into everybody.
Right. A lot of people think that KG was better than Tim Duncan. What do you think?
I don't think so. If KG was that much better, he would have won more MVPs and played better.
I don't know about
that. I don't know if he was kind of hurt. He was hurt, though, in 01 and 02, though.
MVP is a team award.
You think so?
Yeah.
So Jamal Murray gets the nod on the MVP, too? Is that what you're saying? What are you saying?
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm saying MVP is a team award, meaning that your team has to be somewhat decent and good in order for you to be the MVP of the league.
Who would not be the MVP? Or who would be the MVP of a team that was terrible then?
This year?
Yeah. Who could you say that about?
Well, what's terrible? Not making the playoffs or just not having
just not a really good team. But like, you're like watching this guy and he's amazing. Who would that be? I don't know anybody.
Last year, I would have said De'Aaron Fox.
But they made the playoffs, though.
This year, so a team that didn't make the playoffs. So you got to look at that, though. Like, who didn't make the playoffs? Miami?
No, Miami made the playoffs this year.
Playing game.
Oh, but oh, still.
No,
they made the playoffs.
They did.
They lost. Didn't they lose to Indiana?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler?
No, he lost to Boston.
Oh, either way.
Yeah. Not Butler. No one in Houston.
Nobody in Houston. Although Jalen Green's pretty good.
No one in Detroit. You could say Victor.
You could say, there you go. But he's already rookie of the year.
But LeBron won both.
No, I'm not saying. Year. No, no.
So
not.
You could say him. Utah? No.
Oh, like Lauri Markkanen or something like
that? Yeah, I'm just trying to think of Portland. No.
Definitely nobody in Portland.
No, I'm trying to think of a team that didn't make the playoffs, right? Team that didn't make the playoffs.
But you know they have always a good player.
Brooklyn, no.
Nobody. There's nobody on those teams.
Charlotte, no.
Melo was out.
Yeah, he was out. Atlanta, no.
Nobody in Atlanta. Not Trae Young.
Right. So
I'm not a Trae Young fan. I don't know why.
So prove my fact, you got to at least win.
Okay.
To be in.
That's where I was going with that. I was like, how do we?
So, because think of a top five MVP list, right? Top five was obviously Jokic, SGA, Luka, Giannis, and Brunson.
Yeah.
They all in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Only Giannis didn't go to the second round. Giannis was the only one out of that that didn't go to the second round, right?
That's true. Yeah.
So absolutely. One of those, so these four have to be the face of the league. Now, does the face of the league have to be an American player?
No. I don't think so. That's why Luka might do it.
I think they want Ant to do it.
There is that little bit of like, hey, this is an American sport. We got to have an American be the guy.
I think they want Ant to be that guy.
But at the same time, Adam Silver wants this thing to be international. Like, he wants it to be everywhere.
Right.
They're always pushing to do games in other places.
If Luka wins the championship, it's going to be international.
But they're following the NFL's thing, right? They're kind of like, let's have games in Mexico. Oh, let's have games in Europe.
But there's more. There's,
don't they have, like, in the beginning of the season, don't they go to London or something like that play?
They go to Brazil.
This year?
Yeah.
But they go to London too, right? Don't they? Yeah.
They go London, Brazil, and Germany.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So that's what they're doing, the NFL approach.
But do you agree that there's more better American players than there are international players?
Right now, at the moment, but there's a lot of international players trying to get in the door.
Yeah, but they're not better than any American players.
Mm.
Look at the All-Star teams, right? You have 22 players on an All-Star team.
Are we counting SGA, even though he's Canadian?
Oh, yeah, he's Canadian.
That's what I'm saying. Is he international?
So, so there's 22 players on the
Canada, America's hat.
On the All-Star team, right? 11 per side, right?
Yeah.
Of the 22, how many do you think were international in the All-Star game?
I don't know, actually. Tell me. Four. Only four? So Luka.
Giannis, Luka, Jokic, SGA.
Oh, that's it. Wait, that's all that was?
Can you name anybody else?
No, not off the top of my head.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying, though. So out of the four, you have 18 better American players.
We can't Bam. Did Bam make it? Isn't Bam from Africa?
No.
I thought he was.
He's in that same family is, but he's here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Tim Duncan's from the Bahamas.
Well, he can't be on Team USA if he's African.
Oh, he is on Team USA. That's right. Oh, don't you get to choose, though?
If you have dual
citizenship. Don't you get to represent?
If you have dual
it's that deep? They have to do it like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're making it up.
No. That's the only reason. That's the only way Embiid. That's the only reason why Embiid backed out of France. And which,
wait, Embiid wasn't an All-Star this year? Isn't he from Germany?
No,
he from?
He claims American, though.
Oh.
He's on the USA team.
Oh, Jesus. That USA team is going to tear through everybody.
Well, I don't know now. You're not going to have Embiid. You're not going to have Brunson. You're not going to have Halliburton.
I'm not worried about. I'm only worried about one of them.
You're not going to have Kawhi. They got to find four replacements.
Nobody even cares if Kawhi's there or not.
I'm just saying, though. They got to find four replacements.
They'll be fine.
Is Booker already on there?
I thought so. Is Booker on there? Is he? Okay.
Is KD on there?
Most likely. Didn't we just do this?
But I'm trying to think who.
I say just did this.
But we didn't have four players that we had to replace. Giannis is hurt. He may not play. Oh, Giannis is Greek anyway. Never mind.
Yeah, I was like, he's not playing.
No.
Not on our team. Fuck that guy.
They're going to ask Kyrie. Or can they?
Why wouldn't they ask Kyrie?
With all the history and all the baggage.
But that's garbage, though.
And his shoes now in China.
Homeboy was right. That's the problem. And no one wants to eat crow and talk to him about it. Now they want to sing his praises now.
Cap was right. No one talked about that shit either.
Cap was right?
Yeah.
About what? We're going to get into Kaepernick again?
I'm just saying, he was right about his protests. He was right.
No one ever said he wasn't.
Yeah, they did.
No.
Yeah.
You don't worry about that.
Fake news. He started it. Anyway.
No, he didn't start it.
Anyway.
Stop it.
We're not getting into it. But name four players that are going to take Paul George. Is he already on it?
I don't think so. Let me look it up instead of just guessing 1,000 times.
Just look up who's on the team right now. But I know they got to replace Halliburton. Unless his hamstring gets better by then. Brunson, he won't even get on there because he broke his hand.
Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Bam, Devin, Steph, AD, KD, AE. You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. Audience probably has no idea what I just said. Joel Embiid, Tyrese, Drew Holiday, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Jason Tatum. Four of those are not playing.
Right. Embiid's not playing.
So that's 10 of them.
Embiid's not playing.
Or 12 of them.
Embiid, Halliburton.
They don't need 12. They can go in there with 8. They can go in there with 8 and whoop some ass.
Embiid,
what are you worried about? Yugoslavia?
Halliburton, Kawhi, and who's the other one we said not going to make it?
You said Tyrese, Kawhi, Joel. Anthony Davis is going to fall in his kitchen somehow and hurt himself.
But who's the other one?
We're so mean to AD. I don't know. Is Bam going to play?
Yeah,
Devin?
Yeah. It's, and I see right here. You don't turn it. So, okay, so it's only three then. Only three. Go back.
I was just looking.
There's only three players. Embiid, Halliburton, and Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to put Paul George
up in
there.
You were saying Giannis. You know he's not on our team.
No, I'm saying Jalen Brunson. Because Jalen Brunson would take place of Halliburton, I think. But they're gonna replace three guys.
Who's going to get in there?
Paul George.
Probably. Who else? James Harden?
No.
What? Really? How would
they need a point guard?
Ooh. Who would that be? It's not going to be Jalen, obviously.
Dame.
You think so?
They'll ask Dame.
You think so?
Why not?
And they can't ask the SGA.
Or they ask Tyrese Maxey.
What about De'Aaron Fox?
Or De'Aaron Fox.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, I think so.
But teams already looking better.
But you got to replace Halliburton with a point guard. You got to replace Joel Embiid with a
center. What happened to Halliburton again?
Hamstring.
Oh, I got a hamstring cramp in the middle of the night last night.
Did you?
My lady goes, oh, you got old man cramps. I was like,
yeah,
shut
you do.
The fuck up.
So who's going to be the center to replace? We said Jared Allen, but he's hurt.
Yeah. I don't know.
And then who's going to replace Kawhi? We said Paul George. Okay. Anyway.
I still somehow think James Harden gets in there. I don't know.
Maybe they don't want him in there. Maybe the players have control sometimes.
Yeah, even though they say they don't.
Yeah, they do. We know they do. Speaking of players having control.
There's a famous story about that.
Speaking of players having control, is J.J. Redick going to be the next coach for the Lakers?
Nope.
So he doesn't want to. So LeBron has no control.
He's making so much money podcasting on ESPN.
He wants to be a coach, though.
He does, but I think it's in due time. I don't think it's right now.
Okay.
You think him and LeBron are podcasting, and he's like, hey, bro.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so at all.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think so. I really don't.
Okay. But I think so.
You think he'd be a good coach?
I don't say he'd be a good one, but I think he wants to be one.
Oh, shit. Well, no. I don't disagree with that part. And but I don't think he's the question was, is he going to be Lakers' next coach? I said no.
Right.
Don't switch it around on me. Uh-huh. Don't you do that.
But I think he will be.
I don't know.
Because Jeannie Buss had already come out and said that she wants whatever was best, whatever makes LeBron happy. So.
She don't care. She's out partying. It's already out money. There. She don't give a shit. So. She's all young, got the owner of the Lakers. She just do whatever she wants.
Right.
Invite whoever she wants. You see those? Her up in the stands or on the side or on the court side. She's partying, having a good old time.
Why should you not? I would too.
I'm just saying.
Yep. Speaking of LeBron James, is it fair criticism of his son Bronny what he's getting from the media?
I don't think he should be even talked about. In my opinion.
Okay.
I don't think he's as good as, I know he's a name. Let's just say that. He's just a name right now.
Right.
He wasn't even good at USC.
Well, he was, dude, he had a heart problem.
Oh, here we go.
He did.
What's wrong? What happened to his heart? What happened?
Cardiac arrest.
Why?
I don't know. Couldn't handle the juice that dad was giving him.
Oh, there it is.
No, but shouldn't we just like let him go through the motions and go through the training and go through the practice and let that speak for himself rather than already having a preset notion of him because of his name?
It's the same thing we're doing with LeBron when he was a baby.
No, we did not do that.
Same thing. We're like, you ain't living up to the hype.
And he did.
Nah, that's debatable.
Oh, my gosh. You even said it. He exceeded expectations.
No, you say it all the time, and I'm like, yeah.
How many championships did you think in 03 he would get? Seriously.
I already said it to you. We already had this conversation. We can't have this conversation every podcast.
But you're full of shit, though.
Might as well just call LeBron versus Mike.
But you're full of shit, though. You know for damn well you didn't think he'll get 7 rings. Or you expected him to get 7 rings.
Yeah.
No, you did not.
No. Maybe.
No, you did not. Stop it.
Maybe I wanted him to get 8. You're right. Not 7. It was 8. Get 8.
Oh, my gosh. You think he'll be a Hall of Fame player?
He'll be a Hall of Fame player.
No, did you think that in 03?
Oh, of course.
Okay, then. So he exceeded your expectations. Because he got championships, he got MVPs. And
but what were the expectations? That's what you got to ask yourself. That's the key here. What were the expectations of LeBron?
To be number two.
I don't want to get into this every
number two all time. To be number two all time on the NBA best player list.
Number two? That's fine.
Right?
He's behind Kobe, but that's fine.
No, he's not.
An opinion.
Because Kobe's number one.
I think he's number three.
You think LeBron's number three?
Mm-hmm.
I think Kareem is number three.
Oh, so LeBron's number four.
No.
Oh, come on.
Kobe's number four. Kobe's not even top five for me.
Shock, top five?
Kobe's not top five for me.
What?
He's not top five.
Liar. Kobe. I have this on film.
He's not top five.
We have it on film. What are you talking about?
He's not top five.
Yeah.
You can change your mind.
No, not in a month's time.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's not top five.
Yeah, you can flip a switch.
Because you know what? If my criteria is you got to have a starting five in top five.
Okay.
Because I have Jordan there, Kobe can't be there.
Yeah, that's tough, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's easy.
We're going to do top five again.
We can.
No, I don't want to do top five again. No more top fives. Back to Bronny.
So I think he's getting an unfair shake as far as criticism he's getting. And he's actually been playing well and training well and been producing as far as like.
Is he an NBA body for sure?
Yes.
You think so?
I think so.
Oof, I don't know. Apparently.
He's a Jrue Holiday body.
Okay, hold on.
Right?
Well, he's not that big. Jrue's thick.
He's thick.
No, but LeBronny's. No, he's a baby compared to Jrue. Well,
when Jrue came in the league, he was the same.
Back me up, somebody.
When Jrue came in the league, though, that's what I'm talking
about. Bronny not that big.
No, when Jrue came in the league, he was the same size as Bronny is now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, you know, if you're with your dad, you got to get the juice, man.
But Jrue's in the... Okay.
I'm never going to let it go.
No, you're not. But Jrue's in the league with the same body type that Bronny has.
Yes and no, I don't think so. I think Jrue's bigger, way bigger. I think he's taller, too, isn't he? Isn't Jrue like 6'5", 6'4"?
No.
What?
Look it up. Now we are. Yeah, now you are. He's not 6'5". You said 6'5", 6'4". So it's the first one, what you said is what you're going with.
No.
I think Jrue is 6'2". 6'3", the max.
You know how tall he is?
What? No, what?
6'4".
Is it really?
Yes. Oh, shove it. Hey, how tall is Derek White? Just because I see it.
6'6".
6'4".
Oh.
How tall is Dan?
Well, with his hair, and his, we see the hairline.
Before he had hair. That hairline. Oh, Derek White. You poor booby. Oh, my God. Okay, so.
You poor booby? That what you
said? Yeah. Just looked like a tit up there.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Hey, so apparently Bronny had a really good workout with the Phoenix Suns.
I know he did. He had,
oh, I thought you didn't follow the Suns. So now you're following the Suns?
No, I followed Bronny.
Oh my God.
He has had great workouts everywhere he's been.
Okay, well, I don't know about that. But here's your top five landing spots right now, according to DraftKings. Lakers, plus 160. You think that happens for sure? That's number one.
Continue.
Okay. Utah Jazz, plus 1,000, so 10 to 1. Phoenix Suns, 12 to 1. Cleveland, which would be wild, honestly, 15 to 1. And then Philly is 18 to 1.
All those
Philly is going gunning for LeBron. I don't even know why. Why do you think you're going to get LeBron? He wouldn't live there.
All those teams except for Philly.
It's way too Republican over there for him.
All those teams except for Philly don't have a point guard.
And you think LeBron's son's going to come in and play point guard away?
Not start, no. But he'll be like a TJ McConnell.
Hold on. TJ's TJ. There's only one.
Well, I'm saying, no, he'll be that kind of a...
You think he's got that kind of hustle?
I think so.
Oh, I don't know.
I think so.
He's going to have to if he wants to play in the NBA.
But why are we bashing Bronny for
I'm not bashing him.
You're bashing him because he had a poor freshman year stats-wise.
But then he left.
Kyrie only played 11 games and he was number one pick.
But Kyrie was the shit.
He only played 11 games.
But he was the shit, though, at Duke. Wasn't. He was the shit at Duke. Don't you say that.
Bronny didn't have a chance to be the shit because he was out for the half a season.
No. Come on, man.
Was he not out for half a season?
I don't even think he played... I don't even think it was half. I think it was like 10 games.
No, it was half the season, son.
Really?
Yeah.
Either way, I don't think he's NBA ready, in my opinion.
None of these guys are NBA ready. Name one guy that's NBA ready.
All of them that are in the NBA now? All your top 10 picks every year are NBA ready.
No, they're not. Because not all top 10 black makes it.
Who? Who hasn't made it this last year?
I don't even know who the draft pick
was. I don't know either.
Victor's the only one I remember.
I'm just being a contrarian to you right now.
I know. Who else was behind Victor? I don't even know who's behind Victor.
I couldn't tell you either. Exactly. Who's behind?
Oh, I know who team you say should replace Kawhi with.
Victor.
Rancho.
What?
The guy, Banchero, him. The guy from Orlando.
Oh, Paolo Banchero. Yeah, Seattle's finest. Yeah, he's from Seattle. Rainier Beach.
He ain't better than Jamal Crawford.
Nobody's better than Jamal Crawford.
You can't say he's the finest.
I said he's one of the finest.
No, you didn't say one of the finest.
Shout out Seattle, baby. We're in a Seattle house right now. You better watch it.
But anyway, I think they should replace him with Kawhi.
That's a good call. I like that one. How we forget about Paolo? They made the playoffs this year. They did good.
Yeah.
That team is actually all
right. He's American, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a wild name.
What about Donovan Mitchell for Tyrese Halliburton?
Ooh.
Over Dame.
You already mentioned Jared Allen. Yeah. Never mind.
What about Dame? Oh, who we had?
What about Larry Markin? Is he from here?
Yeah.
You're just saying that.
Yeah, I know. No, I think he's Sweden. I think he's Sweden.
Shit, I got to look this up now.
What about, Dame or Donovan Mitchell? If you had a choice to pick, who would you pick? For Team USA.
Oh, I don't even like either one of these guys. I'm going to say Donovan Mitchell.
I'm saying Dame.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Dame's a ball hog. I don't think he takes...
Who isn't a ball hog in the NBA?
I'm just saying. No, he's not. He can't step back and be a role player. Who? And in the Team USA, you need that.
That's what you said about Allen Iverson. He flourished in that role.
I didn't say that about Allen Iverson.
People.
Oh, but I'm not those people.
Well, sometimes you are.
You just want to categorize white people in one. Just like, white people on TV.
Pretty much.
Hang on, I got what was I looking up? Oh, Larry Markin.
Hey, I think he's from Sweden. Not from Sweden? Where's he from? Finland.
He is. He's a Finnish basketball player.
Yeah, I told you.
Larry Markkanen.
I told you that already.
27 years old.
Yeah. What college? Go ahead.
Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Yeah, you do.
U of A?
Yep.
No. Oh. Speaking of U of A, congrats on winning the last Pac-12 championship ever.
For basketball and baseball?
Baseball. You didn't win it for basketball.
Yeah, we did.
Arizona Wildcats?
Yeah, I did.
You won the Pac-12 championship.
And Pac-12 regular season.
No, I thought you were talking about the NCAA championship. I was like, no.
Wait. You said congratulations on winning the last regular season Pac-12 tournament championship. I said, and in basketball.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, it's fine.
Well, about it.
Calm down. Yeah. Hey.
About what?
End of an era. No more Pac-12.
Nope.
What does everyone do now? It's so weird.
What? They're going to other conferences.
Where's Arizona going?
Big 12.
Oh. Where's ASU going?
Big 12.
Damn.
It's Utah, Colorado, ASU, and U of A. Big 12.
Then where does UW and WSU
go? Finish?
Oh, my bad.
It's Oregon, UW, UCLA, USC, and the Big 10.
Oh.
Stanford and Cal are in the ACC.
It'll all just be one all against all eventually, right?
For sure.
Yeah, it's got to be that way.
For sure.
It doesn't make sense to have them all separate.
No.
But I'm just
that's
saying.
What it is.
The NIL's screwing everything up. Yeah. Is it screwing everything up? I don't think it's screwing everything up.
I think the lack of control and structure with the NIL is screwing everything up.
Well, yeah.
Because
it's brand
like
new.
You bounce,
it's
you
brand
bounce,
new.
You bounce. You don't get that. Like in college, like when we grew up, we followed the team because we knew the players because they were there for like 3 years at
yeah,
least.
Yeah, for
right?
sure, for sure.
But now it's like you can up and leave.
Anytime you want.
Anytime you
and
want.
And we're seeing it left and right. Boom, boom, boom. Everyone's leaving.
So I don't think that's good for the game. I think
they were kind of leaving, but they had that. You had to wait a year.
You had
shit,
to wait a
and
year.
Then you would have to. And if you didn't want to, you had to go through a heavy process correct. Of getting through it. Because didn't Cam Newton do that? He was at Florida, then he went to Auburn.
No, he was at JUCO. Then he went.
But he went to Florida.
Yeah. No, he went to Florida.
Stole the laptops.
No, he went to Florida.
And then he went to Auburn.
Yeah, Florida, JUCO.
And he was on that Tim Tebow team, and nobody talks about it.
It was Florida, JUCO, and then Auburn. Because he had to wait a year.
It's crazy, though, right?
Yeah.
But he wasn't the only one. There's like tons of other guys who did
sure,
that.
For sure. But I think the structure and the organization of the NIL and the transfer portal is ruining the college sports, and that's what the issue is.
Well, that's why Saban was like, "I'm out. It's not going to work out for me.
I can't. You can't pay players. Until now.
Well, now. Yeah. What else are we talking about today?
Baseball, baby.
You're Yankees. Hey, we split. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Should have won Monday. Shouldn't have been.
You
a split.
Didn't though.
I know.
And we came back. We lost four in a row since. Still first place.
Hey,
still first place.
And we won four in a row.
That's great. Good for you.
Yep.
Hey, we're still in first place, and we have a four-game lead because Texas has lost eight in a row.
Damn.
Yes.
And Houston know where to be found, right?
I don't even know where to that. Hey, Oakland's above them.
Shut the front door.
I might as well go to
turn. You probably did.
Hang on. Let me look, though.
Oh, man. Hey, go get some beers, please. Producer.
It's like, what?
You want this one?
I'll take that one.
That's fine. Oh no, don't do that. Okay, here I am. Let's see. That's the NL. Oh, here we go. Okay, so Houston is right behind Texas. Oakland's right behind Houston.
So it's Seattle, Texas, Houston.
Seattle, Texas, Houston. I'll take it, dude. I know we're not doing great. Like, we're losing to the Nats. Nats aren't even good. That's what I don't like.
Why did J-Rod only have three home runs?
J-Rod?
And he's batting number six.
No, well now they moved him again. So then, hey, this is the third game they moved him. Now he's hitting even. But remember, he's already hitting 276. That's not bad.
No, it's not.
So being in the two hole, where he was, kind of helps. But then we're good. You drink it. You got it, big dog. But the other thing is with Julio, he steals bases. You know what I mean? He's pretty.
But what I'm saying is why he only has three home runs.
I don't know. But third year guy, right? Third year? Yeah, third year.
Doesn't matter. You got that contract.
Oh, he's gonna have that contract. He's gonna have it for a while.
So. Is
that underperforming when you're batting 276, though? And you, I don't know what his OPS is.
The
right
power
now,
numbers is what's underperforming, and that's the problem.
Well, bats in the seventh, eighth, and ninth is the problem. That game against the Yankees, though, that's like the only time I've seen him come back and do something. You know what I mean? Every other game, we usually hold a lead and no problem.
Not against the good teams like the Yankees.
But we competed with the Yankees, and I'll take that. Because usually May is awful, awful for the Mariners.
Yeah.
So
yeah, best,
right now we're
best
doing
step,
okay.
Best step it up, yeah.
27 and 26, not too bad right now.
Is that
now.
What it is?
Yeah, not too bad. Right? Yes. And Texas is 24 and 29.
That's a shocker right there.
They're the champs though. So they just, hey, do you have to try? Who cares? Just be close, right?
Yeah.
Just be close. Dude, who's having a fire sale right now is the Blue Jays. Let me ask you this.
Oh, yeah.
Vladdy is on deck for Mariners right now. They said that. Like, that's a top pick or a top spot for Vladdy.
That would be perfect.
They even said Bo Bichette. And I'm like, why would they get rid of both of them?
Yeah, they have to.
They're talking about fire sale. Complete redo.
I would definitely go after Vladdy and get rid of.
The only thing is he's having an off year so far.
I'll get rid of Ty France. He wants out of there. That's why.
Oh.
You want to get rid
of Ty France? So you have Vladdy play first?
Well, you have to. That's where he plays.
Oof, I don't want to lose Ty. Cameron's like, oh, not Ty.
Well, then put Ty at DH then.
Well, then what are you doing with Garver? I mean, Haniger.
Who gives a shit?
Then you're going to move.
Whose bat would you rather have, France or?
Right now, Vladdy for sure.
No, France or the other guy, Garver or whatever.
Oh, I'd have to have France over Garver.
Okay, then. That's your answer.
Garver's doing okay, but I mean, like, Haniger's better.
But that's your answer, though.
All right. Fine.
Right? But then you have to put Julio back up top. You have to sandwich those guys. You have to put Julio, Vladdy, and France. You have to sandwich those 2, 3, 4 guys.
We were talking about this the other day.
But aren't they all right-handed hitters?
Yeah.
So you got to have a lefty.
Cal does both. Cal's a switch hitter.
Caleb.
His name is Big Dumper. Shout out Big Dumper. That's our boy, right?
He poops
That's our boy.
He poops all the time? He shits the bed?
No, his ass is huge.
He shits the bed.
Hey, man, we were... No, don't disrespectful like that. Come on.
You said it. I didn't.
No, that's your interpretation. That's not what... I'm trying to explain what they call... Dude, his ass is huge.
All
we
black
go to spring
people,
training
all black folks thinking he shits the bed.
No, that's not what... No.
Ask him.
No, that's not what I... No, when I said Big Dumper, what do you think I said? What do you think I meant?
Shit the bed?
He's not...
Taking a big dump?
He's just shaking his head. He's like, why am I in this room with these guys? Dude, so the Yankees are hot right now. They're on fire.
No.
Yeah, they are.
No.
You won the last 8 out of 9 games. Eight out of 10 games. 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. We lost 2 to you.
No,
we're not. We're
I like
not.
How they put that out there. And then on Two Beers, Two Mics Twitter, I go, who'd those two losses come from?
I know. I didn't want to be
spotted. Hey, that our starting rotation is so good. Oh, let me go back to this with the Mariners. So we were talking about rotation and batting.
Castillo did it look right.
Who?
Castillo.
No, but that's where they're moving to the third, I think, now. He was first, and then now they put Kirby.
Kirby and Logan.
And now it's going to be, they're going to move, they might move Brian Wu up to number two.
He's pitching well.
Yeah, he is. So going back to having Vladdy on our team, or even that guy, who's the guy for the White Sox? It's Johnson? No. You know what I'm talking about? He's a big bat, too. Anyway, he's supposed to be on the trading block, too.
Roberts?
Ooh, guess who else is on the trading block? I'm going all over the place.
Yeah, you are.
The Mets, Pete Alonso.
Yeah, I heard
that.
And
he has 9 home runs already.
I heard that.
Anyway, so but if you put a guy like a big bat like Vladdy in there, you're going to get better pitches from the other guys in the lineup that already can have a decent bat.
Well, that's the only reason why Judge gets better pitches because one,
Soto's first. Yeah. Well, I mean, that pitcher, I look at it like this, and then you can tell me I'm wrong because you have way more baseball knowledge, but I look at it as like, okay, you got who's your first guy?
Anthony Volpe.
So Volpe, and then you have Soto. So you got these guys pretty much monsters, and you're outgunning yourself as a pitcher, just throwing everything you got, trying, and then you're like, shit, now my arm hurts and I got to throw against Judge. Judge gets good. Hey, he gets good looks.
Yes, but
that's the point
Judge,
of that. Is
Judge,
like if you can
get Judge
that,
is easier to get out than Soto. Judge chases pitches a lot.
Dude, that's why Brian Wu was throwing him low on the low in the corner.
Exactly. He chases pitches too much.
And then Andrés Muñoz did the same thing.
Soto is very, very good with the ball placement and the eye test mm-hmm. with the ball. Like he will stick to what he knows and he only swings at good pitches.
Yeah.
Judge will swing at bad pitches. And same with Giancarlo. Like those two, like just frustrate me.
Mike,
I know Mike. Those two just frustrate me because they just chase bad pitches. Now I don't know if they're trying to chase bad pitches, thinking that the pitcher like a mind game kind of a thing. They do
maybe.
It on purpose, but they just look bad when he's.
I think the pitchers do that too. They want them to keep going outside, chase. They throw one inside, and they're like, oh, he's coming back middle, and then it's like back to the corner again, and you're like, what?
So, but right now the AL MVP I think is Juan Soto.
Oh, I was gonna say Judge.
No, I think it's Juan
Soto. You don't think so?
I think Soto is definitely the Yankees MVP.
Dude, he's way bigger than I thought.
Soto?
Yeah. That's the most I've watched.
He's smaller than
I didn't watch Padres last year.
See, I thought he came in leaner this year than he was with the Padres.
Maybe. He just looked. Maybe it's the stripes. I don't know. He just looks thicker.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Maybe.
He just looks thicker.
And then nationally, the Phillies are killing it right now.
Dude, they're on fire too. What the hell's happening in Philly? Shout out Solly.
Yep. Solly. Phillies are doing awesome right now.
Yeah, they are. Where are they at right now?
They're number one. They're number one of all baseball.
Yeah. Yep.
Jesus.
38-15.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn good.
Real damn good.
What's the... Didn't they have... 22-8 at home. That's pretty damn good. Last 8 out of 10. Or they've lost... Yeah, same thing you guys. Last... One?
What the hell's wrong with you? No more hazy IPA for you, buddy. Sheesh.
I see 8-2, and I'm trying to say it like
they won eight of the last
10
games.
Out of last 10, and I can't say it.
Oh, clearly you cannot.
It's just philosophy.
It's just philosophy.
There was something else we were going to talk about today. What else was there?
Check your text message.
Oh fuck. Dun, 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 dun.
NFL released their schedule.
Oh, you want to talk about NFL a little bit?
Is there anything that on your as far as Seattle's team? Is there a period of gauntlet for you that you were nervous about
on our schedule? Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
Have you seen yours?
Yeah.
You worried about game one?
No.
You guys win that game, right?
I think so.
Ravens win?
Yeah, I think so.
He's like, no.
He's just mad at me. I think like ours is we had 3 games in 10 days at the end of the season.
Jesus.
We have a Sunday.
Yeah.
Saturday and then a Wednesday.
Oh, and a Wednesday
Christmas game.
Oh, that's right. Oh my God. How awful.
Yeah, 3 games in 10 days. That's
but hey, we get football on Christmas.
2 games.
I know.
Only if you have Netflix.
Isn't this crazy? You got to have Peacock, Netflix. What else?
Amazon
Prime. Jesus. Hey, it's all going to come down to Netflix owns everything, and that's all we subscribe to. It'll absorb everybody's shit. They'll just start buying everything. It'll be then we're back to one network again.
Is it Netflix or Amazon? One of them's going to own
Or Apple TV. One of the three conglomerates, right?
Does Apple TV have a game?
This is off the top of the noggin. Now it'll be like this. Dish Network, DirecTV, Cox. That's all they're doing. They're doing the thing that they've already done once.
Did the thing back then, the thing that we knew
I didn't
about
say
the thing,
it like that.
The thing that we knew about the thing back then.
That's like you explain. that's like Vanilla Ice for explaining why he sampled Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Not Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ding, 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 ding,
remember he's in that MTV interview? It was like 1990.
Yeah.
No, mine goes ring, ding, ding, da, ding, ding. And then theirs goes ring, ding, ding, da, ding, ding. And he's like, it's the same thing. What are you talking about?
Copyright purposes is not, though.
No, I know, but he did get sued.
No, I know.
No, well. Yeah, shout out Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Robert Van Winkle.
Is there a game you're looking forward to as far as NFL concerned? Or you haven't looked at the schedule, so you don't really know?
I've been kind of looking at it. I mean, we're at OTA, so we're at NFL season, right?
No.
That's what I feel like.
No.
No?
No.
Here's my beef with OTAs and all this practice shit. This is what I don't like. All these rookies, like, Caleb Williams throwing darts, blah, 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 and you're like, cool. I want to see Fred Warner chasing his ass and say you make that motherfucking throw again.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
I want to see Patrick Queen coming through the middle and see you ass scrambling and see if you can make that same throw.
We don't mention PQ's name anymore.
Oh, somebody's sad.
Yeah.
Oh, it sucks. It's on the Steelers, too.
That's the worst part about it.
So bad.
That's why we don't mention
it. Dude, that's like Richard Sherman going to the Niners. I was like...
That's why we don't mention...
Richard!
We don't mention...
Your name is Dick now.
For sure. That was a good one. For sure. Yeah, we don't mention PQ anymore.
Oh.
It's okay.
It's just he couldn't afford him or he wanted out of there? Or because Mike left?
We couldn't afford him. But then because he thought he was going to get $20 million a year from a team.
Mm-hmm. He only got 18, though.
14.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he overvalued the market.
Somebody inflated his head.
Pretty much, right? So he thought he was going to get $20 million, and we already paid Roquan Smith $20 million.
Yep.
So we can't pay him.
You can't lose Roquan.
No. And we got Kyle Hamilton coming. I mean,
he's a baller.
That's what I'm saying. So we can't lose.
I was reading about him this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can't lose those guys, right? So we can't pay Queen $20
million. No.
And Queen wouldn't take 15.
It's crazy, right?
But he took 14 from Steelers.
But it's a longer deal, right? But what did he get? Did he get a signing bonus?
It's 3 years.
Did he get a bigger signing bonus?
I don't know, but he just didn't. Think that he thought the Ravens were undervaluing him as far as money concerned,
mm-hmm.
but the market is what the market says, and that's what happened.
Mm.
So, peace. Enjoy your time in Pittsburgh.
Do you have any games you're like looking forward to? Why are the Jets on TV 6 times? The Jets. What are we doing?
Because they missed out last year.
Ugh.
So you have to try to get it back.
You think they'll do okay?
No. Playoffs. Yes.
I say okay. Oh, so playoffs. That's okay. They didn't even do anything last year.
Yeah, I think they replaced Buffalo. It's Miami's division to lose.
You think so?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll mesh a little better now this year?
I think so.
Oof. I don't know.
It's Miami's division to lose.
And I think Bills are... He's like, nah.
It's Miami's division.
Have you guys been talking about NFL like this whole time?
No.
Oh.
No. I don't know who he thinks in the AFC East. Who do you think AFC East? Yeah.
You think the Bills will come back around?
Yeah, no. So, anyway... Yeah, this is the same guy that thinks Cowboys going to Super Bowl every year. So
no.
Yeah, he's a Cowboys fan.
No, I know that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Same thing 5 years ago, so it's okay. Yeah, so.
He thought the same thing last year.
Well, yeah, everybody thought the same
everybody
thing.
Everybody thought the same thing. You're not wrong in that regard. Yeah. No.
Everybody thought that last year. No, I think it's Miami division to lose,
wow.
Personally.
Mm.
And I think the Bills just lost too much.
Yeah.
Especially offensively.
Oh, I think so, too. Although we talked about this a little bit, is like if Stephon is gone now,
I mean, it's like a,
now it might be like they might mesh a little better.
It's like a plus. It's like a what was it? What did they say? A subtraction.
Addition
minus subtraction.
No. Fuck.
Subtraction addition.
I can't even talk right now.
Some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's that you get rid of something, but you get better.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that could be the case.
Why can't we think of that saying right now?
I don't know.
I feel so stupid.
You know what that is? What is it called?
Addition by subtraction, right?
Yes. I knew you white boy get it.
Hey.
But
no. I was like I don't know why. I was like, I got it.
But they lost Gabe Davis too though. So they lost two of the top receivers.
Well, his name's Gabe. I mean, I wouldn't want him on my team either.
Yeah, you would. You would take him to Seattle.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, okay, all right.
He belongs in Seattle.
I know.
Like gay. Gabe. Gabe. Everybody's gay in Seattle.
So I don't know. To me, I thought they lost more. Than to replenish, and I don't think, like I said, I don't think Josh Allen is that guy.
I think he is that guy. He just has to play that. He wants to play hero ball, and someone has to control that.
But you know what's going to happen? He's going to try to play hero ball even more because he doesn't have those receivers.
He flops too. That drives me nuts.
Of course he does.
He's worse than Patrick.
All the white boys flop.
I don't know if no. Well, Patrick's half white, so that counts.
Yeah, exactly. He's still white. He's still white.
That part I don't get.
Tom Brady flops white.
Yeah.
Eli Manning flops white. Peyton Manning flop white.
You think Peyton did? I don't think so. Like Dylan Brooks flopping?
Yeah, right. White.
White. He's half white.
Exactly. So I'm just saying, though, you know.
We're going to name the pod White Flop.
So, I think Miami. Who do you think in AFC East, right? As of right now, from what you see from the draft and so far?
I'll probably say, I don't totally disagree with the Bills thing because they're always right there. It definitely ain't going to be the Patriots.
I won't say always, but go ahead.
Although Jeremiah might surprise us. You know what I mean?
Answer the question.
I think it's Miami.
Okay, thank you.
Wait, who?
Jets?
No.
Okay, then.
Oh.
It's either Miami, Jets, or Buffalo. Those are the three teams.
Their offense will be better, but I don't know if it'd be like top five better, right?
I think
their defense was top five, right?
I think the defense is going to get better, that's why. Because they're going to get those injuries back.
Yeah. No, but we have Big Cat now, though. They don't got that guy.
Well, I'm just saying, though.
He's on our squad.
You're right. So,
have you seen Byron Murphy?
Are you going Miami?
I said Miami. I already said it.
AFC East, AFC South. Sorry,
is this what we're doing?
Yes.
Oh fuck.
AFC South.
It's Colts. I'm saying Texans falter. I know everyone's got all this hype on them. I'm saying it right now. Colts. Anthony Richardson, baller. Shout out Mina Kimes. She gave me this idea. I was listening to her this morning. She's the best.
Houston. Oh, she's awesome.
She's so awesome.
I love Mina Kimes. Houston is.
We'll have you on the pod, babe.
Houston is a safe pick. Because of what they've added to that team, to that squad, like they're going all in.
Yeah.
But they're one injury away from not going like the Jets last year.
Well, CJ Stroud.
That's what I'm saying. They're one injury.
If he gets hurt.
I'm saying they're one injury away.
He's so good.
I don't know about so good, but he had a good rookie year.
He's good.
Sophomores, we'll see after this year.
If Anthony Richardson was there the whole time healthy, do you think it'd be one of those two? Because Anthony had big time flashes where he was
about. I think the Colts would have pushed more for the division than they did. I think they would have probably, won some earlier games.
Ooh, I like this shit. But my NFL dick is hard right now.
I'm gonna go Jacksonville.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah,
Fabio.
Yep, Fabio. Because last year, contract year.
Contract year. So Doug Peterson's second year.
You don't always play well in a contract year.
Is it Doug Peterson's second year? Right.
Third.
So now everyone knows offense.
Right.
Everyone knows the defense. Now right. It's like now it's time to shine. Right. Right.
And they re-signed Josh Allen, which I didn't want them to.
Yeah, you wanted them to go to Ravens.
Yeah, so
what did he sign for? Do you remember?
Oh, big money.
Oh, well, then you can't.
Yeah. No, I know.
Plus, that dude, the dude that owns him, is a billionaire. He got real money.
AFC West. Kansas City?
It's going to be, well, yeah, probably. Who else? You ain't going to be Denver.
No, not going to be Denver. Not going to be Raiders.
Definitely not the Raiders.
I don't know, definitely. I think the Raiders might be number two behind them.
You think so? Raiders number two?
Raiders win it?
Oh, Raiders win it? Oh, my God. Hot take.
Yeah.
Hot take from Brogan over there.
AFC North, I'm going to go Cincinnati.
AFC North? Yeah. You're not even going to pick your own team?
I'm not.
You're preparing your heart right now. I know what you're doing.
No. I am an unbiased. I'm a truthful fan. Like, I'm honest.
It's Joe Burrow's hair. You saw it. You're like, ain't nobody fucking with that hair, bro. Right,
he's bad.
Dude, what is that?
But I did read, though, that his wrist injury is worse than they're letting on. Which means that
they said no snap count.
It may affect his long ball.
Maybe.
That's what they said, but I don't. I still think Cincinnati. But
he's white. Does he flop?
Oh, for sure. a sleeper is Cleveland.
Well, they're always like in the mix, but then ever not out of nowhere they just drop. You're like, what happened?
For me, a sleeper is Cleveland.
Shout out my Cleveland fans.
They may get three teams again into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I don't know which.
I don't think their defense is going to change too much, but I think it'll still be good.
And I don't know which three teams it's going to be, put it that way.
And you think Deshaun Watson stays healthy?
No.
So half a season?
Pretty much.
Who's the backup?
I have no idea. It ain't Flacco.
It ain't Flacco. Are you sure?
Yeah. He's in somewhere else back.
Let me ask you a question. I just made this up.
Chicago, I think.
Because we're talking about the NFL. I saw this thing about Brock Purdy. Somebody put it out there and was like, let me see if I can find it real quick. I was looking at this, like, you know, we always talk about Brock Purdy, like, kind of being a system QB, right?
Yeah.
Somebody came out and said this shit. I'm probably going to lose it. Oh, here it is right here. 15 QBs could replace Brock Purdy on the 49ers and be just as good. Doug Gottlieb said that.
That's what we said.
So let me ask you this. Could Joe Flacco right now do the same thing Brock Purdy did?
Yes.
Ooh.
The way he played last year? Yes.
Ooh.
And he had the better
defense. He's thinking about it. He's like, I don't know.
And he had a better, he had a better defense in San Francisco than he did in Cleveland? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Much better defense.
For sure.
Niners go back. NFC's so weak, dude.
Well, we'll get to it right now. But who do you say by AFC North right now?
You say Bengals or, not, or Ravens. That's all that matters.
No, it doesn't. Browns could be in there. Steelers could be in there.
Hey, Steelers. Hey, I love my boy Russ, but come on, man.
Not the Browns?
No, I don't think so either.
So it's either Bengals or Ravens? Yeah. Which one are you picking?
Ooh. See, I say Ravens. I say Ravens again.
I don't know, man.
I know what you're doing.
But back-to-back, like in that division, no one's won back-to-back in like so many years. That's why I said that. Same thing. That's why I worry about his division, because no one has won back-to-back in his division.
Oh, I got you.
NFC East. Only because of my logic of what I said, I'm going to go with Philly. Just because no one has won back-to-back divisions in so long. It's there, right?
It ain't going to be the Giants.
The history. It's not the Giants or Washington.
I'm not worried about Washington.
It's either Dallas or Philly, right? But because in so long, I think it was like 10 straight years, 11 straight. So no one has won back-to-back.
I already know who he's picking, but I'm going to say Philly also.
Just because of that.
I'm not saying Dallas won't be good. I'm just saying that's going to be coming down to like they want to buy a half a game.
Probably.
Something silly like that.
Or some
kind of wild tiebreaker.
Head-to-head matchup or a divisional thing.
It'll be like the third thing they look for. You know what I mean?
Conference opponent in AFC.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. AFC North, NFC North, you're saying Detroit?
How many times you won on a Thursday with a full moon?
Right. Detroit?
I can't say Minnesota, really.
I can't say anybody other than Detroit.
Green Bay. With the MVP, Jordan Love. You heard it here second, because I already said it once.
Yeah, you did.
Jordan Love, if he plays exactly the way he did in the playoffs all season, that's MVP right there. You can't say no.
I'm not.
That dude was balling.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm asking you who's the divisional winner.
I just said the Green Bay Packers.
You going Green Bay?
I'm going Green Bay.
Okay, where are you going?
Ooh.
Thank you. AFC, NFC South.
We're not tallying to just be better.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. NFC South.
I'm outnumbered. They're family.
That's true. I'm going Saints.
You still picking the Saints even after last year?
I know. No, I'm not going Saints.
Oh, now I made you change your mind.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to go Atlanta.
You were a Saints pick right last
Atlanta.
Year.
I want to go Atlanta, but I think that's too obvious. So
you think so? Just because of the Cousins thing?
Yeah.
Or Michael Penix Jr.?
Michael Pentonix? I'm going to go Saints.
Big Penix energy?
I'm going to go Saints. Fuck it.
Okay. It ain't going to be Carolina.
Can't be Carolina.
Remember when I chose that in the pool? I was like, hey, guys, it's Carolina.
I don't think Baker had the same year he did last year with
Tampa. No, not Tampa. No. Because he just signed, so you're going to have an off year.
Right. Right. So it's either Atlanta or...
Is that an off year for him? Can we say that?
No. It's either Atlanta or...
I'm sure Baker's great.
It's either Atlanta or New Orleans.
I'll choose Atlanta then.
What are you going to choose? Tampa?
You think Tampa? Oh. He's not wrong about that. You think the Saints defense is better than Tampa's?
I didn't say that.
No, but your eyeballs are saying it. I'm seeing it with your face right now.
I'm thinking. He's not wrong about that. I just don't trust the offense of Baker. I trust Carr more than Baker.
Me too.
You do?
Me too, but I'm not.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Out of those two.
Wow, folks. He likes Derek Carr.
You heard it here first. No, that's not what I said. He likes Derek Carr. That is not what I said. Yes, get your finger out of my camera.
You like Derek Carr. He likes Derek Carr better. You like Derek Carr better than Baker?
I said I trust him more. I didn't say I like him.
NFC West.
Niners. Come on.
Niners.
I don't know. I don't know how Seattle's going to do.
I don't know, man.
I kind of think this is going to be weird. I think Arizona comes in out of nowhere and just competes.
It's the Rams.
Oh, fuck. I didn't want to say them either.
Yeah.
But I still think Niners. I think Niners have the easier schedule going up. So they're just going to end up being there.
They play first place teams.
But they're going to win. Their defense is so good. And Greenlaw will be back.
No, he won't.
He'll be back.
In December.
No, not that far away. These guys were healed from an Achilles tear down like in 4 days.
No, he got hurt in January. No way he can be back in 10 months.
He won't be ready for camp, but I bet you he's back by week 2 or 3. No, I guarantee it.
Ain't no way.
I said guarantee it.
No, I'm not. You heard it here first, but you're wrong. Because week 2 or 3 is September. That's only it's 9 months away. No, it's not happening.
Okay. Hey, Aaron Rodgers was healed. He's ready to come back week 8. Remember that?
But he was not ready to come back.
They didn't want him to.
He was not ready to.
Because they were awful.
Well, he was
they're like, Aaron, just stand back.
He was not ready to come back. So you're going San Francisco?
Aaron Rodgers going off the hinges right here? What's going on? What's going on, Aaron Rodgers?
Who are you going to NFC West?
Yeah. Well, I said Rams-Bengals Super Bowl, so.
It's not going to be a rematch, son.
Why can't it be?
It's just not
Don't say the Saints.
I didn't say the Saints.
I can't let you live it down that you were just all over the Saints last year and nothing happened. And then Derek Carr.
Who'd you pick last year in that division?
Go ahead. In that one?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell people. Go ahead. Yeah, we knew no. Go ahead.
They only won one game.
Yeah, two games. They won two games.
I was so stupid.
In Carolina. Okay, so at least
I was so confident in the pool when I said it, too.
All I had to do was win one game and we would have been in playoffs.
I was so confident.
Yeah, you were. So your Super Bowl pick is Bengals-Rams?
That's what I'm saying.
Super Bowl pick?
And we'll change it 40 times before we get there.
Oh, for sure.
Come on, Broseph. You got this. It's tough. Audience is gone. Ravens, Seahawks. See, that's good shit right there. Hey, that's kind of a wild pick.
Ravens and Green Bay.
Wouldn't that be kind of wild?
That'd be real wild.
Oof. I like it. I like that, dude.
I like it. I'm going different, though. I'm going way off the box because I don't know what.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
that's pretty out of the box.
I'm going Dallas, Miami.
Did you guys plan this before you walked in here? You guys are going to choose each other's teams?
No.
What is this nonsense I'm listening to?
I'm going Dallas, Miami.
You think Dallas gets a Super Bowl?
I think only because this is Dak's last year in Dallas.
So then he goes to Washington?
I don't think they want to pay him $60 million a year. So they're going to ride it out this year, and then this is going to have.
That's a tough call because Dak is he worth $60 million?
No one's worth $60 million.
No, okay. Besides that part, because what reality is they get paid this. So
the quarterback, if you're starting for your franchise,
who's going to give him? He's been in the league for 9 years, 8 years.
No other team will give him $60 million other than Dallas.
So this is prime though, right? Wouldn't you say quarterback prime is 9-10 years?
No other team other than Dallas will give him $60 million a year. Just like no other team other than the Ravens will give Lamar $60 million a year. No, they won't go that high for a player like that, though. Because he's not as valuable to them just yet like he is to the Cowboys. Because the Cowboys don't have anybody to replace him.
It's kind of crazy.
Unless they try Trey Lance. But I don't know if Trey Lance is the guy yet.
He's just going to compete for a second spot for the rest of his
career. There's probably one quarterback that you can say that I would give him $60 million no matter where he goes. And that's Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Like he's really probably the only quarterback you would say I would give him $60 million no matter where he goes.
I would give Lamar that money too.
No, not wherever he goes, because his style of play only fits certain like Baltimore, right? You can't put him on Kansas City, and that sparks a different debate
though. Because now think about this: wouldn't you just adapt your offense around that type of player? Like that's how good he is.
But how long is it going to take to do that though? You got to invest a year or two in order to adapt.
You're a pro NFL player and a pro NFL coach, so figure it out.
You got to adapt to that. So if you put Lamar in Kansas City has to take a year or two to adapt to what Lamar's skill set.
Not even close. He plugs right in there, Super Bowl champs again.
I don't think so.
What?
I don't think
Bro,
so.
Bro, that's NFL, reigning MVP.
Well, I understand that, but I don't think that aspect of it. Like you put him in Seattle, they don't. I don't think so. They get better. They get better, but the defense sucks.
Lamar in Seattle? Like, oh, bro.
The defense sucks, so they're not going to win anything, right?
I would have to put all three colorways on this wall of jerseys.
Of jerseys.
I have
the
to.
Neon, the blue, and the
and
white.
Then, like, when you walk in, I'll dap you up, then I'd be like.
but just like I don't think if you put Burrow on the Ravens, they don't get better.
Because the
Ravens depend on the quarterback to be mobile.
But that's my point is like, could you just adapt to that quarterback and go, okay, we're going to run the ball mostly and you just throw on third down, please. West Coast, let's go.
No.
Because he's not a runner, but you can design it with that. You could do that the whole time. Why can't you do that?
I don't know. I think Mahomes could adapt.
You know, Ravens should just run the ball.
Well, yeah, we know that already.
I'm not one to talk. Should have ran the ball too.
So we got
mine's way worse than yours. So just chill.
It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah. That's it. That's our NFL picks. Fantastic.
Pretty much for right now. It'll change.
Oh yeah.
July. It'll change next week.
Who's injured? Who's injured? Oh, who's not making it to camp? Who's holding out?
Who gets signed? Who gets brought up? What free agents out there that gets picked up?
So this is where the podcast gets good because then we talk about the shit we actually like instead of just faking it.
No, I like.
No, I'm just kidding. We don't fake it for you guys.
I like talking about the NBA and baseball.
No, I do too.
Yeah.
I got something for you.
Okay, what's up?
I'm going to play you something.
Okay.
I found this site, and I love this website. It is so fucking funny, dude.
Let's do it.
I think you can hear this, too. I want your guys' opinion. I'll put it up here for the audience, too. They'll be able to see it. I'm going to play this. This is a classic meme page, right? It's on Instagram. I think it's like finding classic memes, whatever the hell it is. Okay. We'll put their stuff up here. It has all those old ones that have been like 10 years, 11 years, wherever around.
Mm-hmm.
I found this one this morning. I'm fucking dying laughing. And I want you just watch. All right, let's play this shit.
Put the microphone on.
Oh, I will.
Well, I wrote this song for the Christian youth. I want to teach kids the Christian truth. If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you got to do a rap to a hip-hop beat. So I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ...
Oh, he's shaking his head like fucking white people, man.
My dick, Joe.
Oh, dude.
Oh. Oh my god. Oh, wow.
Bro, that's just funny as hell. Also, wow. Is it damaging? Is it offensive? I don't know. It is so funny to me. And I wanted to play it for my black friends.
Wow. I don't feel like any certain way, but I just feel like I'm surprised he went that way. I ain't see that coming. I did not see that coming.
That's white privilege, right? Where he's just pretty like, much. I'm going to put it on the internet. Let's go.
Pretty much.
Nobody's going to, hey, right?
My niggas. Wow. Okay.
You want to swallow that for a minute and talk about it?
I'm like, I'm going to take a chill pill real quick on that one.
Does that go like, what are we doing? Is that what that's like?
Pretty
like,
much.
Come on, man.
Pretty much. What are we
like,
doing?
Like, you know you can't say that.
Yeah, what are we doing? Like, he's getting so much backlash right now.
This is like 12 years old.
Even back then, I'm thinking, right?
Oh, I'm sure. But yeah. I mean, like, I saw that and I was like, there's no way that
was
this.
Was there anything else on my text?
I don't know.
You even have text messages up there.
I got to look. Hang on.
Man.
Oh, we talk about Bronny. We talk about everybody.
Yeah.
NBA playoffs, MLB, Jokic, NFL schedules, J3. You said J3 Redick.
Oh, my bad.
Well, I didn't read it like that either.
No, I didn't either.
Is it fair for criticism of Bronny? That's it.
Oh, okay.
Was there something else we were talking about not that long ago? No. Oh, I was going to do best QB since 2000.
Okay, go ahead. Since when?
You want to do that one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so there's this. We had this little like bracket, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I remember that one.
Did we look at this?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
It was Eli Manning and Stafford. I picked the finals.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I said Stafford. Yeah. But yesterday you said something, and we were going to say save for tomorrow. Was it about the NBA?
I don't remember.
Okay. Good talk. Good talk.
I don't remember what we were talking about yesterday.
You got anything, Boski?
Yeah. Anything from the producer today? Anything we should talk about?
You want to be on camera?
He's like, nah. I got trivia for you.
Okay. I love trivia.
This is NBA trivia. You ready?
Yep.
Which player does not have 400-plus career threes made in the playoffs? Which player? I'm going to give you the players. Hang on. Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Ray Allen, LeBron James.
Does not have 400 made threes?
So we'll do it again. Which player does not have 400-plus career threes made in the playoffs? It's kind of tough, right? Like, whoa. LeBron. LeBron's always in the playoffs.
LeBron's
so
been
like,
there so many times. I'm trying to think, is that
does
him?
Does he have that many, though?
Right. Tell me if I'm right with my last.
You're going to eliminate two?
Two.
Go.
Okay, so I'm going to say it's going to be either LeBron or Klay. Wow, is Ray Allen or Steph?
Yep.
Holy shit, I'm going Ray Allen then.
It is Ray Allen.
Wow.
Crazy, right? You think like Ray Allen's like the guy, like always shooting threes.
But I had to think about it because Seattle, they sucked. They didn't get the playoffs, so he didn't do anything there. And then Milwaukee, they didn't get the playoffs.
I'm not letting you get away with that. What happened? Son of a bitch.
Am I not right? Right?
No.
Okay.
No,
all right. So yeah, you're right. I don't think he had the opportunity to shoot that many threes
in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Remember, this is just playoffs.
Yeah. So I must. Yeah. Ray Allen makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But out of all those, I mean, I would.
You like, kind of would have think Klay Thompson though, right?
You would.
Even though they went there a lot, you're right. Like, well, he wasn't like the guy at
or
all
LeBron,
times.
Or LeBron, because LeBron's not really a 3-point shooter.
We gonna do this again?
He's not a three-point shooter.
But he shoots a lot of threes.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean he makes a lot of threes.
I'm not getting a LeBron with you.
Just because you shoot him doesn't mean you make them.
See if I have anything else.
Am I wrong? Just because you're shooting, right?
No, you're not. Okay, okay. Fine.
I mean, you can shoot him all you want, Draymond, but you don't make him.
That's right. Draymond is such a weird load when he shoots, too. It's so crazy.
I'm just saying. You can shoot all you
what
want.
What did I just say?
All right, predict next year's NBA MVP. Right now.
Next year's MVP?
Next year's MVP right now.
Victor Wembanyama.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I was going to say that. Either him or Ant.
About time we're on the same page, dude.
Either him or Ant, I was going to say.
Ant would be a good one, too.
Yeah, who are you going to say?
Anthony Edwards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he carries over like what he's doing right now.
I hope so. I hope so.
There's no injuries. That's the biggest thing.
I hope so, though. Yeah.
Speaking of injuries, does Kawhi Leonard ever come back and be Kawhi?
No.
Ever?
No. Does Kawhi Leonard... Has he damaged his Hall of Fame potential?
I kind of think so. Like, you just don't play anymore. Like, yeah, he's got a cool shot. You know, he's won some titles with the Spurs.
Three titles, right?
Yeah, two with the Spurs and one with the Raptors, right? So, I mean, I don't know. To me, that's it's kind of a...
No, one with the Spurs.
Well, it was only one?
No, 14.
Oh. Oh, so he only has two titles?
I think so. He's only two-time MVP, two-time champion, I think.
Oh.
Because I don't think he...
We got to look this up.
Because the Spurs...
I thought it was
two. Spurs last one after 2014, the Spurs last one was 09, right? Or, so he wasn't even there. He was still in... I don't know. He was in high school. He was in high school at that time. So I think he's the only two-time maybe. Two-time
2014, show. 2019. You're right. I can't wait. 2019 is when the Raptors won it. That's crazy to me. That doesn't seem...
Well, that's only because KD with Achilles tear.
Oh, that's right. Do you remember when it popped?
Oof. Like that, right?
Yeah. Oh, dude, when I say nope to you in text,
yeah,
just know that that's right? What's coming out. That's how I'm typing it. That's how you got to read
nope.
It.
Nope. Poor shizzle, my nizzle. So you told me, okay. What about...
Hey, the podcast is going to be called Jesus Christ is My... Mm.
What about NFL MVP this coming up season?
I already said it. Jordan Love.
You did.
Oh,
I can see that.
He is a Cowboy Dick Rider.
I can see that.
Geno Smith.
To me, it depends on his health, but I'm gonna go Burrow.
Yeah, I can see that. Or Matt Stafford.
Burrow.
Oh, or Lamar again. What about Patrick?
Well, the trend would be Patrick.
That's the easy pick, right?
Well, no. The trend is if it's Patrick then Lamar. Mm-hmm. That's how it's been for the last four MVPs, right?
Yeah.
So the trend would be it's Patrick Mahomes' turn again.
Does anyone ever want it back to back? Have we already done that before?
No one. Not MVP.
Yeah.
Not since either Peyton or
Tom.
Oh, Tom didn't want back to back.
I don't remember. I have no idea. I mean, I have an idea.
What do you think? Okay.
I have a sports podcast, everybody. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Speaking of Tom, do you have a problem with him saying if he had a chance to do it all over again, he would not have done the roast?
No, I don't have a problem with that.
Because
he's talking about with the kids thing.
Well, I have a problem with it because why do you think about that before?
If you're a family guy, you think of your family first, right?
You know having a roast, your kids are going to see that.
How have you not seen these before anyway?
Well, how do you not know
dude,
your kids?
Dude, that shit was so funny, by
know,
the way.
I thought
oh
so.
Oh, my
I
God.
Was
I was
hilarious.
Crying.
But how do you not know your kids won't see that or hear about it? It's going to affect them regardless.
He's got teenagers.
So I don't think he coached or
social media.
I don't think he prepared his kids for what they're about to hear or what they're about to witness.
Dude, Edelman was funny as
but
hell.
But I don't think he did that. I think he didn't do that.
No, he probably didn't.
Was
in the moment. Sounds exciting,
that's
and you want to go for
that's
it.
That's his fault.
He said it. He was like, "Well, in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have." That's fine.
No, he should have prepared his kids for what they're about to hear.
Well, he should still coach the kids like that. Like, hey, guys, this isn't real. This is just talking shit. That's all it is.
That's all it is. You talk shit with your friends all the time.
And he's a big shit talker.
It's trash talking. That's all we're doing.
1,000%.
This is what it is. But I think that's... You can't say that.
No, I don't think you can say that.
Okay.
Fucking pussy. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you agree with him taking over Greg Olsen's spot on the Fox?
Yeah, I actually can't kind of wait. I
Greg Olsen is a two-time Emmy Award winner for that position, though. He just won again.
I don't even like listening to Greg Olsen.
It doesn't matter, though. He just won his award. He's obviously very good at what he does.
He's going to take a back seat to the great one.
I think it's BS.
I'm just, hey, I don't make the rules.
I know. But put yourself in your shoes, though. You're a two-time MVP in broadcasting, sure. Right? And all of a sudden, I'm a new guy and have no experience. I'm taking your spot.
I like how you said that Emmy is the MVP.
Well, I'm just saying, though, like, I'm a new
guy.
Wait,
so Tony Romo and Jim Nance didn't win it?
No.
Crazy.
So I'm saying, though.
I don't know anything about the Emmys, really.
Well, I don't know if it's the Emmy or not, but some
no, I'm sure. I'm sure. But what I'm saying is, you're right.
Wouldn't that rub you the wrong way, though?
Whatever. Hey, because then I do this. I go, watch him fall on his face.
No.
Now you're going to miss me. No. I would think of it like that.
I'm a two-time. I'm going back to the negotiation, and I want more money.
That's fine. You should.
I think it's wrong. Who has Super Bowl? CBS?
This year? Ooh,
NBC?
Didn't they have it this year? Because remember the...
Tony Romo was on there.
Tony Romo was the one that blew it at the end there.
So that's CBS.
Started talking over Jim Nance and
shit. So that's CBS. So then it has to be NBC.
It'll be NBC this year.
Or Fox.
Oh, it'll be Fox then.
Who had it last year? Two years
ago. Does ESPN get one?
No.
That wasn't part of their thing?
I don't know.
Because they have Buck and Aikman.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why are you doing this?
I don't know. Who had it 2 years ago?
I don't know.
When it was
NBC, probably.
Chiefs and Eagles.
Probably NBC. Probably Fox.
You don't know.
I feel like Buckman. Troy Buckman. Aikman. That's their name.
But they would have done that year because they were still on Fox.
I feel like it was them.
He's looking it up.
Oh, okay. No, he's not. He's my Instagram liking booty shots all day today.
No, he's looking it up.
He's shaking his head. Yep. He's like, oh, great tits.
He looked it up. Like, I don't know. I don't know who had the Super Bowl in 2022.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
So it was on Fox.
Yep.
So that means on NBC this year then.
NBC.
Well, look it up. Who's 2024? 2025. Fox has it again?
Yep.
No, last year was CBS.
It doesn't... It's not... Oh, yeah, it's Fox. 2025 is Fox. 2026 is NBC. ABC, 2027. So ESPN gets one in 2027.
They do.
CBS, 2028, and then it goes on from there. You got it.
So is Fox again. So that's going to be Tom Brady.
Of course it is.
Why
wouldn't it be?
Right. Give him off.
You better... If you think you saw a lot of Tom while he was in the league, you better get ready to see him every freaking Sunday.
Give him all season to prepare himself. And if he flops, then they're going to put Greg Olsen in there. I guarantee
you. I don't think that happens.
You don't think he flops?
No.
He did when he's playing. Because he's a white quarterback.
This has been Two Beers to Mike.
Four shares of my nizzle. Anyway, appreciate you.
You. Shout out to little bro for helping us today.
Appreciate you, producer. Appreciate you. As always, baby, ladies and gentlemen, it's been Two Beers, Two Mics. Thank you for joining us. Holla at your boys. Yeah.
Woo. Welcome back, baby.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he hit it.